It's Friday, and on Fridays, we talk about the week's business news with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Let's start off with the latest on the controversial Crocker Village Center near Curtis Park. Work on the project started this week, even though there's a lawsuit still active.
That's right. We are talking about a Safeway-anchored center at Crocker Drive and Sutterville Road. This project comes from developer Paul Petrovich.
And if I remember, the controversial part of the project, something neighbors aren't thrilled about, is a gas station. This would be a Safeway-branded gas station.
Yeah, the Sacramento City Council denied the developer a conditional use permit for the station in 2015, and that led to a lawsuit by the developer against the city. A Sacramento Superior Court judge ruled against the city in the case last year, but the city is appealing.
Why did work have to start now in the center?
Well, the developer says work had to get underway now to meet a lease agreement with Safeway, which will anchor that center.
And so what about the lawsuit? Any chance it'll be resolved?
Apparently, talks are underway to try to resolve this situation. Proponents of the Safeway store cite economic development as a big issue. They say the grocery store would hire 200 employees at union wages, drawing from nearby Oak Park, one of Sacramento's poorer neighborhoods. We'll have to wait and see if all this gets resolved.
Another retail story this week had to do with the Sacramento Ice Blocks projects in Midtown. The list of planned tenants keeps getting bigger.
That's right. A men's clothing company called Bonobos is the latest addition to the lineup there.
So what's a Bonobos store like?
This would be its first location in the Sacramento area, so a lot of people are asking that question. The notable thing about this company is that it reflects a larger trend in retail. It actually began as an online retailer in 2007. A few years later, it expanded its operations to include brick-and-mortar locations and was even acquired eventually by Walmart.
Yeah, that's sort of a switch. So what's the difference between the physical stores and what the company sells online?
The brick-and-mortar locations are essentially an extension of the online operations. These stores are called guide shops, and male shoppers visit them to find perfectly fitted items such as suits, dress shirts, and more. Then they place an order in the store, and the items are directly shipped to the customer's home or office. So it's basically adding this face-to-face customer service item to the convenience of shopping online. It's worth noting that another planned tenant at Ice Blocks, eyewear company Warby Parker, also has roots in e-commerce.
And so Bonobos, the men's clothing store, when will that open?
The website for Ice Blocks says Bonobos is expected to open this year. This first local site would join several other locations, including sites in major cities such as Chicago, Boston, and Atlanta. And of course, it's among several planned tenants at Ice Blocks, including West Elm, Title Boxing Club, and the Beast and Bounty restaurant, among others.
And finally, the two-day High Times Cannabis Cup Festival starts today at Cal Expo. A pretty big event, something like 15,000 people are expected to attend. They'll be able to consume cannabis at Cal Expo. So it's a big sign of how the legalization of recreational marijuana is affecting the Sacramento area. It turns out another sign is energy consumption.
Yeah, that could be something that is easy to overlook when we talk about cannabis, but energy consumption is actually a major issue. Now, the Sacramento Municipal Utility District says the amount of energy used annually to support one cannabis plant is equivalent to the energy used to power about seven refrigerators. SMUD has anticipated that legalizing marijuana would cause indoor cannabis cultivation to spike, and with that comes a spike in energy consumption.
Of course, SMUD does a lot of work promoting energy saving. I mean, can energy saving technologies help here?
Well, over a year ago, SMUD started looking into that possibility. It recently wrapped up two studies of LED lighting alternatives, which showed promising results. Future studies exploring other areas are in the works. Now, for growers, a major issue, of course, is whether these techniques impact the amount of cannabis that they produce by growing, as well as the potency of that cannabis.
Interesting. All right. Well, thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at CapRadio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.